It's just good to be saved.
Yeah.
All the way to glory.
Amen.
We're here and the world's full of trouble and trials and sorrow, but we're safely saved.
Yeah.
We suffer with Jesus, we'll reign with him. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, very, very familiar scripture. But the Bible said this, and the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he worked a work on the wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hands of the potter. So he made it against another vessel, as seemingly good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bible said, and I caught this, and the Bible said this, that I went down to the potter's house, and he began to make a vessel against another vessel. Yeah. And the Lord said that I will cause you to hear about my words. And I thought that as he looked on it and saw how that the potter began to form a vessel,
right.
Again, another vessel, reminded me, he said, as the clay was marred in the potter's hand, so are ye marred in my hand, as a potter, seeming good, to make a vessel, he was proud of it, and we can deal with that, because we, whenever we set forth, to make something or do something, when it turns out good, we're proud of it. I hear God one day, whenever he made the heaven and earth, whenever he made the sea, and everything that he made, then he said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and he blessed them, and he saw it was good. But then he looked, and he saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and it repented him as Lord. He said, I will destroy them which I have created. He was pleased with them. He was proud of them. He said, he said to go down to the potter's house. He said, you said, I will cause you to see my word. Brother, so we know that the potter, he formed a vessel. He made it just right. But then I saw how that God said, he said, he so loved the world, the man, the creation, that he had made with his own hand.
Yeah.
He loved them. The Bible said that he so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, I would not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad that one day Jesus had compassion on me. I was lost in outer darkness. I was but doing my front devil's hell. Listen, when he took me, when he began to form me, when I accepted his calling, when he forgave me of my sins, he began to mold me, as seeming that it was good for him, that he called me. Listen, I have been a vessel ever since. is happy on the journey.
Right.
Because the Bible said, as the clay is in the hand of the potter, so shall you be in my hand. And I'm glad that I am in the hand of a Savior that is able to deliver me from out of this sin-cursed world.
Amen.
Listen. The wickedness of man is still great in the earth. But with Jesus, he said, when I repented of my sins, I become a new creature. All things was passed away. Behold, all things I become new. I'm blessed for that. Listen, I know today when I come to Jesus and repented of my sins, and asked him to come into my life, and I accepted him, then I was nothing but just a little small piece of clay in the hands of the Lord. Any moment I can give me a little faith, just enough faith to believe that he had forgiven me my sin.
Right.
I began to start a relationship with him that day, and my faith and my troubles, through my troubles, my faith has grown, and I could tell every time that he had delivered me out of trouble, he just molded me and making me a candidate because one day the death is going to overtake me. And he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And if I go, I'll come again.
Yeah.
I'm looking for him.
Amen.
Every day of my life, I'm looking for the Lord to come.
Amen.
I may not see him while I'm standing here. I come from the eastern sky. But I'm looking for death, and he is coming. One day after a while.
Amen.
And I'm glad today that he made us. The Lord said that he made man out of the dust of the earth.
Yeah.
The clay. And he said that the fleshly body, I will return back to the dust of the earth. But the spiritual bodies is renewed day by day in praying and talking to the Lord. I will renew day by day. I'm glad that he has made me and he will take care of me all the way through life. And this spiritual body will never see the grave. I believe that with all my heart. I this soul form that I walk around in, I will return back to the grave, to the dust of the earth. Because that he worked the work in me, I will live forever. Happy saved. And it's all nothing hard about it. I believed on him and I trusted him. A piece of clay that was usable and easy to work with, he can use and he can form, he can make something, make a vessel out of it, pleasing to him. But he can't use something that he can't form and be pleasing with it and work with. He's a workman. And he's working with me. He's been working on me for a long time. And I want him to still work on me until the day that he calls me out of this sin-cursed world. There's trouble and sorrow on every hand. What do you got to look forward to, really? If you look on tomorrow, as the sun comes up, ain't got nothing to look forward to. Except another day.
Right.
And one more day to be with the family and friends. But whenever the day comes, that the great roll call is made, and we are ready, all things are passed away, we become new creatures, in Christ, Jesus, I will say, come up here, and live with me, whenever, there the roll call is made, and family and friends. Them the saved. This will be reunited back together again forever and ever. And I mean, no more trouble, no more sorrow, no more disappointment.
Amen.
And the sting of death will never be felt again.
Right.
Ain't you glad for that?
Amen.
I'm glad that one day he began to work with me.
Yeah.
Amen. I guess I was the dumbest man that ever hit the ground. Know nothing about nothing. Still don't know much. One thing I do know, I was lost. Now I'm saved.
Right.
I don't care for the world and knowing that. I talk to the Father and listen. Sometimes I feel like I'm not even worthy to call on His name. But listen, He said to call on me. He said, you cast your tears upon me. He cureth for you that will call on Him.
Right.
Trust in Him. Listen. I can see this old boy down there working on the wheel. He had that little small piece of clay, and he began to form it.
Yeah.
He formed it. He had another vessel there. He made a vessel against another vessel. I'm glad that He put the mind of Jesus in me. He said, I let this mind be in you as it was in Christ Jesus. And I'm glad whenever he shed His blood on Calvary, that included me. Whenever I come, I feel repentance and begin to step out on a little small measure of faith. Whenever trouble will come and I would overcome them and look back on it, then it was nothing. Because that I'm still working, and that was Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, He's the workman. We're the vessel. Mm-hmm. He'll make us. I never thought that I would have to preach. I never thought that I would have had to done anything except to sit there and enjoy. Boys, I tell you what, the more He pours on me, the more I enjoy it.
Yeah.
The more I go to church, the more I want to go to church. I can sit in Sunday school and listen to all the different opinions. I listen and begin to add them to me. And He's just a building. He's a working on me. There's a song. He's still working on me.
Yeah.
And I'm glad He's still working on me.
Amen.
He made man. He was proud of me. And the Bible said, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference between the bond and the free. The male and the female. There ain't no difference. All is rich. He is rich unto all that will call upon His name. And I'm glad that He said, whosoever I will call upon me and trust in Him, listen, He will in no wise cast out. That potter wouldn't have cast it out. A little ball of clay that would have been usable.
Right.
He'd have made some kind of little vessel out of it. Ain't that wonderful?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you would have thought this little ball of clay is not fit for nothing, but that potter would have made some kind of vessel that he could have been pleased with.
Right.
And maybe sometimes we think that we're not worthy.
Yeah
we're worthy.
Right.
We was worthy enough that He shed His blood for us. He loved us enough, He went to the cross. But what was His, I said that, let this mind be in you as it was in Christ Jesus. What was His mind from the beginning? He said, I come not to do my own will, but of the will of Him that sent me. My. I didn't come to free Donnie just because of my own will. My own will would probably ain't no good war to be. But I'm glad that the will of the Father directed me this way.
Right.
And I got acquainted close to everybody. Brothers and sisters, we're marching towards a promised land. He made us a promise. And the Lord is not slack concerning His promise.
Right.
As some man have slackness. Maybe I get slack sometime and maybe I don't show up whenever I want to. I made it a lot of ways. I come short. I have come slack. Concerning the things that I would say. I not intentionally. That's just me. But God is not slack. Concerning the promises that He has made for me and you. He said He sent His Son. He sent His Son. His Son lived and died. Bled and returned back to the Father. That wasn't enough. He sent the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us and teach us all the way home. And then he said, I will come again.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost has come, leading us and teaching us and guiding us.
Right.
Man, one more thing we're looking for. When Jesus said, steps out on the cloud of glory and declares that time is no more, we'll be glad that we didn't let Him mold us and use us. But I made to believe by the way of the church is a way home.
Right.
We learn. We get along. Sunday school is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
But I can learn. Different people have different opinions. And I learned from every one of them. And I find myself that I can move up just a little bit every time. Every day, I can move up just a little bit. Every day, I can find a little more that I can do. And that for my Savior. He done so much for me, I feel like I don't do nothing for Him. But if I can win a soul, if I can help somebody along the way, that's all He asks us.
Yeah.
That's all He asks is do the best we can. Amen. I'm gonna ask Melissa to come to the piano. Let's stand. If you're here today or off, or you just want to talk to the Lord, you come meet the Lord here. The Lord is real. Come to all that can call upon His name. And as I said, there's no respect to person. We all look like good to Him, usable. I need to be more about the Father's goodness than I have ever been, because we are running out of time. Anybody needs to pray.